Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Somebody shout Everett. And I can't even fully comprehend that in my head when he says every place that the sole of your feet shall tread.
Yes.
God said, it's yours.
Amen.
Do I have anybody in the house today? If you can't believe me,
all right.
Can you believe him?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Can you believe him enough to trust his word? Can you believe him enough to obey his word?
All right.
I wish. Sometimes I wrestle with it, Howard. Why is it so hard for us just to obey?
Mama.
God. You ever wrestle with that? I remember when Jesus came on the scene, Sister Turner, and he went down to that wedding
in Cana.
Y'all remember that story?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how they had ran out of one. Y'all can shout wine.
Yeah.
Y'all sit up and hear like y'all don't know what wine is.
Hold on.
That song sip on it. I ain't just on communion Sunday anymore. Oh no. But they had ran out of wine. And his mother came to him and brought him the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and after he reminded her, I'm not under your control no more.
All right.
But I got to be about my father's business.
All right.
Amen. His mind was on God's business.
Yes, it was.
But she told him, whatever he say, that's what you do.
All right.
Look at somebody to tell him, whatever he say, that's what you do. And I wrestle with it. Why is it so hard to get God's people, church folks, just to do what God said do?
Yeah.
Oh, he said, go fill up the pot.
That's what he said.
What's hard about that? And once they filled up the pots, guess what? They got what they wanted.
That's right. That's right.
And Brother Buckner, everybody had a good time.
Yeah. Right on.
You can say amen. The truth is the truth.
That's right.
And the truth is the life. They had a good time.
All right.
Matter of fact, the ruler of the feast say, why y'all say the best for last?
That's right. Yeah.
But it's so hard. We got to wrestle with every little thing that comes our way, you know. But you have to learn sometimes, just do what God say do. He said, only if you can believe.
That's right.
Jesus said all things are possible. Why so hard for you to believe?
All right.
I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This woman, right back to this woman, she had her issues, had all of her troubles for 12 long years.
Yeah.
But one thing she did, she believed. She did that one thing that Jesus said, do. Believe.
That's right.
Somebody shout, believe.
Believe.
She believed so much until, despite of all the failures.
That's right.
Going from doctor to doctor. None of them could help her. She got her up out of her comfort zone. Made her way down to the place where Jesus was. And even though it was a crowd all around me, weak in her body. Strength gone, but down on hands and knees. She said, if I could just touch.
All right.
That's faith talk.
That's
faith speaking there.
Yes, it is.
I'm learning, but if I could just touch.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been used.
Thank you, Lord.
But if I can just touch
the hem.
The hem of his garment. I believe I'll be made. Somebody shout. And guess what, Donnell?
Yes.
She was.
That's right.
Don't you know the same thing that God did for her? God will do the same.
That's right. That's right.
He'll do the same thing for you.
Just believe.
Why is it so hard?
All right.
Just to get people to do what God says.
Yes, that's it.
She wasn't the only one. Many others believe. Lame folks believe.
Yeah.
And they found strength to walk, to get up off of their bed. And, and the bed they were laying on, they put it on their... Oh, my goodness. You got to do what he said to them. Joshua, you got to lead these people in. Understand that I've already made some provisions for you. Because say every place your feet shall tread is going to be yours. And not only that, God gave him the vision.
Vision.
I wish I had witnessed it. Can you see it? Ask somebody, can you see it?
Yes.
I mean, when you go through the word of God, can you see God blessing you like that? Oh, my goodness. Tell somebody, I can be blessed.
I can be blessed.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Gave it to him. Look, you see it, Joshua. Every place you walk is yours. Not only that, but Joshua understand. No man.
No man.
Somebody shout, no man.
No man.
Shall be able to stand against you.
Amen.
That's shout news, man. Because sometimes when you want to move, when you want to go higher, how many know the devil really gonna get busy?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help you. I want you to understand. When you want to do better, when you want to go higher, when you trying to get to the place that God wants you to be, how many know the devil gonna get busy?
Yes, he will. That's right.
But when he get busy, you got praying. You can't stop coming to church. You can't stop singing. You can't stop using your gift and talent.
That's right.
Amen. You got to move, honey.
Got to move.
Look at it. If you can believe, you can say.
All right.
To yonder mountain.
Yonder mountain. Either.
You see it, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking. Can you see?
Yes.
Now, don't. I'm going to deal with me. But you.
All right.
Can you? Sister Audra, I ain't going to do it today.
All right.
No, I ain't. No, I ain't. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pick on Sister Allen today. Sister Allen, can you see?
Yes, sir.
You can look. Tell somebody, you can look.
You can look.
Stop waiting on everybody else to come pray for you.
All right.
Stop waiting for everybody else to come lay hands on you. And you better be careful who lay hands on you anyway.
That's right.
That's right. I got enough troubles already without you bringing me more trouble.
Mama.
Oh my God. Well, Buck, now I'm out of wind. I ain't got much wind like I used to. But I do. Hey, we do our best.
All
right. But you, he says you can look to yonder mountain and say, be thou removed. And that mountain will rise up and shall fall into the sea. Can you see that?
Yeah, all right.
That's a problem.
He was wounded for your transgression.
Mama.
He was bruised for your iniquity. And by his stripes.
We heal, Reverend. His stripes.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, can you see it in your life? Do you have enough to claim it?
Oh, yeah.
Joshua, I'm telling you this because I've already done it for you.
All right.
How did I know? Christ have already.
Yes, he has.
I don't know if he already.
Yes, he has.
He already paid the price.
Yeah.
All you got to do is believe it.
That's right.
Claim it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let me close this. Let me close it. Because I know we're ready to get home to the Saints game. And I'm ready for some cornbread. But Buck, now I'm hungry. That's it. Ooh, don't talk like that. Before I get a benediction to her.
Oh, Lord.
Big boy, God tells him, as I with Moses, so shall I be with you.
Amen.
In other words, just because Moses dead, that don't mean the ministry is dead.
My Lord. Mama.
I mean, just because he's a pastor, that don't mean the ministry has died.
Amen.
There's land yet to be conquered. There's people yet to be conquered. There's houses that you haven't built just waiting on you to claim it. There's vineyards out there